Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of our show now, we're thrilled to have you, Joe, who is our basically our Falcons Mac Daddy out there, along with Bo and the whole crew. Yeah, just your initial takeaway from the schedule, good, bad, and indifferent.
It's a tough schedule for the Falcons, and I think the toughest part about it is that they don't have that bye week coming after the international games, which teams typically got, and from what I heard, I reached out to a source and heard that, you know, in the past, it's been you were basically guaranteed a bye after an international game if you wanted it. So not all teams wanted it. Now it's more a request situation because they play so many international games, the NFL can't fulfill all of those. And clearly, I think for the Falcons, I have to assume they would have requested it. A week 11 bye is kind of ideal, but that's probably one of the reasons why they were also not able to have that fulfilled for them.
Right.
And instead, they have one really early in the season. So hopefully that doesn't cause them to kind of leak some oil down that stretch.
Yeah, and if you remember, Joe, in 23, we went to London. We actually went to Detroit, then came home. Then we go to London to play the Jaguars, come home, and we play the Texans. We didn't have a bye then either.
That's right.
However, that was an October game, and you had the bye the week before Thanksgiving, you had a bye that week. I remember because that was the first Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, which is always a week of Thanksgiving. But this year, to your point, week five. So you're telling me I'm going to have a couple home games, couple road games, have a bye, and then I play a stretch of eight games where six of them are on the road, including back-to-back in New England and Germany in Berlin. This is brutal.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And I know that year, by the way, we talked to Arthur Smith about it. We were like, you know, did you want it? And they basically said they kind of put their heads together and just thought it wasn't worth it at that point to take the bye after that particular trip because they would have wanted it more in the middle of the season where it would benefit them more.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And that's why I'm sure, because I think we pretty much knew the date of the game, the international games, you kind of know that they knew the dates of. So I'm sure they asked for that bye. And, you know, National Football League was, I guess, like, well, you kind of embarrassed us with this Ulbrich stuff because we screwed up and then you screwed up on top of it. So, no, I'm not saying that's
I don't think
true.
That.
I'm in a conspiracy theory.
Come on. That did not happen.
Yeah.
All right. With every negative thing, you got to say something good. Joe, what do you like?
About the schedule?
Yeah.
I think that this is still a schedule that the Falcons can, you know, make the playoffs with. I guess it's less about the schedule and more about
explain
how I feel
to
about
all
the Falcons.
Falcon fans what the playoffs are, what a playoff is.
Because right,
we haven't seen it in 7 years. So if you're in your car, you're going, what are they talking about? We're trying to get to the playoffs is our goal. I do believe.
There is a cohort of Falcons fans who probably either have not been alive or at least don't remember the last time the Falcons were in the playoffs.
It's pathetic and terrible.
The Saints are going to be down. Actually, the Panthers are a sneaky team with Bryce Young the way he ended last season.
Totally agree. All right, the takeaway, we're not going through every game and we're certainly not going win-loss. I will tell you in terms of ranking the schedule, toughest to easiest, the Falcons are right pretty much in the middle at 20. At 20th ranked. All right, whatever that means. It means nothing, by the way. It means nothing.
It doesn't mean nothing because, just like Joe said, it could be tougher because those Panthers could be a team that nobody's on the radar and they could all of a sudden be good in the second year of Dave Canales and Bryce Young's third season as an NFL quarterback. But then again, you know what? Something could happen to Josh Allen and that Monday night game on October 13th and when Buffalo comes to town, they might not have him. So that could be an easier game, maybe, or on paper, than expected.
Yeah, and I think it's worth remembering. I think when you look at these matchups, it's very easy to say, oh, well, the Falcons are, you know, they're not going to be favored in that one. They're probably not going to be. You know, this team beat the Eagles in Philadelphia last year. They took the Chiefs in primetime down to the wire. They probably should have won that game if you get a call. So this team is still competitive with some of these top teams. And I think that even though it's going to be tough games against teams like the Bills, the Niners. I would expect the Falcons to be very competitive in these games for sure.
If you're wondering if you'd like to bet Tampa Bay at Atlanta Falcons, the opening line from Vegas this morning is the Bucs minus 2.5.
So I have a
Bucs are favored with the Falcons at home to open the season.
That makes sense. I mean, I think some people thought that at least one of those wins against the Bucs last year wasn't like more of a fluky. I don't believe that. That's not me. I don't believe that. But I think some people say that. You know the last time the Falcons opened with Tampa Bay at home, Sandra?
I heard you on the morning shift, so I'm not going to answer, but it's the year they went to the Super Bowl, so I'll take that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take all those little thing. Win totals I am interested in because we get too close to it here, and we're, you know, nobody in their right mind would have said 8 wins last year. In fact, the total was 8.5, and I took the over. Mm-hmm. When my husband and I went down to the Bahamas at Bahamar, shout out.
That's so, a rare loss for you in that
thank
kind of
you.
Stuff.
Thank
You're
you
very
so much.
Good at
thank
that.
You. Yeah. That's why, yeah. Still live at the lake. Okay. Now, the win totals for Tampa Bay, 9.5. Falcons are 7.5. If you can get that number right, 7.5. That's what I mean by you got Carolina and New Orleans both. Or 6.5.
Yeah, and can I say, I think that these odds by Vegas are the reason why I think the national media reacted so negatively to the Falcons trade. Just when they see these numbers of what they're projected to do, they think, oh, well, that's probably what's going to happen, and that's why, you know, the Falcons, for example, shouldn't have made that trade. I just think that the national media and the Vegas markets are just more skeptical on Penix than I think that a lot of us are in this market, and me personally, too. I mean,
we're too close to it, you guys. I've said it 100 years. We're out there. We drink the Kool-Aid last year. We're, you know, we just admit it, and it's okay. I hope I'm always like that, of like, I want to, like, just be Ollie optimism about it. But a 7.5 number, if the Falcons end up 8-9, it is going to be fruit basket turnover on Flowery Branch. It's going to blow. They're going to blow it up. It's unacceptable on every level. So go to Vegas, go to Caesars, go to Bahamar, and get your number on the 7.5 number. Because as bad as we think New Orleans is, they're 6.5.
Yeah, well, they're still. We won 7 games with Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota. So in back years, so that it can be done. I think that those people that have the 7.5, I think they're watching a loop of the throws that Michael Penix missed in Washington, and not the throw, the Kyle Pitts, that the one we're watching. See, we watched the good throws on loop, but they're probably watching the ones, because I've said this on the morning shift quite a few times. Like, I'm a huge Penix guy, but he's got to grow, and the areas he's got to grow is, we can all blame Raheem Morris with the timeout, and yeah, he should have took the timeout, whatever. But if Penix hits the throw at the end of the first half to London, when it's the timing, and he has him, that's a touchdown. You might win that game. If he hits Mooney on the bench route right there, which is a timing route on that drive where he didn't call the timeout, you probably win that game. So as much as we can say it's other people's fault, Penix does have to grow in some areas. That's probably what they're watching on loop instead of, you know, the rip throw to Pitts.
And just really quickly, I mean, he had no reps with those receivers going into that when he got the start. So I asked Raheem, he literally had basically zero reps throughout the season. So I think that that's worth taking into context when we look at some of those accuracy issues you talk about.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steak Shapiro. Welcome in.
Hey, welcome
into the steakhouse. Well, you look so nice.
Well, I appreciate it. Sorry for being a little tardy.
Tardy for the party, yo.
Well, I love when you're talking about over-unders. I will say this, having talked to the Falcons this morning a little bit, being an event earlier, there is no coincidences in the National Football League. Things do not happen randomly. And by the way, we can talk all we want. The league looked at the Falcons roster. They looked at Michael Penix. They put him on national TV 5 times. The last thing they want to do is put a team that is not a factor. So they look at it as a sign that they understand the talent. This is a year for us. 7.5 is a ridiculously low number. They're on Sunday Night Football 2 of the first 6 or 7 games, not to mention. So the league office absolutely believes that they're a playoff-esque team or a playoff team, or they would not waste their time.
Well, they gave us a week 5 bye then, State. They could have helped us out.
I know. Well, I did actually talk to – they're not happy with that at all.
No.
I think it's the worst possible scenario. I just ran into Josh Blank, who was speaking at this function for the Metro Atlanta Chamber. And, you know, they were thrilled with the schedule release, obviously. They were thrilled with the national TV. And I said, there's no way to sugarcoat it, though. You cannot be happy with a week five.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship-level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye. And they just kind of threw their hands up and said the league looks at those international games way differently. They don't give those buys out anymore after you travel to Germany and France.
Okay, that's fine. Well, then don't tell us about safety at all. Yeah. Don't even put me on a plane for how long is the Brazil? 14 hours? The flight to Berlin is 9 hours. So stop talking out of both sides of your mouth. Just say, we don't care. We're concerned about the money. You can take your buy and shove it. Because so that's not
you
right.
You think the bodies are that affected by an international flight? I mean, there are a lot of us that fly international, not us, people listening, that are right back at whatever their profession is. It's 6 days later. I mean, I think it would be great to get the buy, but I don't know.
Well,
I think week five is a horrible time to get the bye. We'll say
that. There's no worse week to have it than week five, period.
I agree.
Period.
I think because
the gauntlet when you come back, Bo, is you do not have a break. And by the way, look at the schedule, all the playoff teams that we're right in the middle of, we get our bye, and then you do not have a week off. That's as long as you can go in the NFL because this is an 18-week season. So is this not the longest you could ever go? First of all, there used to be 16 weeks. Now it's 17 weeks. Now it's 18 weeks. You are off week five, and you are not. You do not have an off weekend for 12 in a row.
Yeah.
Well, you have a mini bye. Now hold on. The mini bye actually does fall kind of nicely, but still it doesn't help
not,
you. December the 11th, and then you don't play again until the 21st. But
that's,
I mean,
not
that's a
what
sad,
a bye is.
I totally agree.
I mean, that means the weekend's off for the players.
Right.
It's not a recovery week.
It's also you have 8-game stretch where 6 of those are on the road.
I know. I heard you talking about
there's
the travel.
So many back to backs, and one of them is to New England, and then I got to turn around and go to Germany. I mean that.
And then the San Francisco and Seattle games are all – you can't go farther than those two places. But whatever, dude. We got 5 national televised games. Did you say we're going to put money on over 7.5? Because I'm all in.
Oh, my! I can't even believe the number. But you know what?
In.
I'm having deja vu all over again because we did this last year at 8.5. Like, got the Falcons, no way are they not winning 9 games. No way.
I know. That's why they call it gambling.